It can be hard for a kid to figure out a way to get some cash. He turns to me for confirmation. I smile at the kids but look back at Nine and make it clear I am more pissed off than I've ever been. He shrugs.
Hope the next ride you catch goes better.
He turns and walks away, and BK and I follow. We get to our car, climb in, and pull away in silence. After a minute or two, Nine reaches over and flicks on the radio. He drums his fingers on the wheel in time to the song.
What the hell were you doing back there? I yell, punching his shoulder. And don't give me any crap about the poor little boys and the mean, mean trucker men either. You're just entertaining yourself and showing off. And you know what? That's putting us both in danger. Not to mention keeping us from getting where we need to go. Come on, Nine! Get it together!
Nine is gripping the steering wheel so tightly his knuckles are white, and I can see his jaw is clenched so hard his muscles are twitching.
I was not showing off, and I was not entertaining myself.
I wait for him to continue, to explain, but it's clear he is not going to say anything else. What does he have to be mad about?
What? You were just standing up for two humans who were getting pushed around, even though you said humans aren't worth the time or energy?
He flinches when I throw his words back at him.
I don't like bullies. No one has the right to take or to hurt, just because they can. I wasn't going to let them do that, and I made damn sure they wouldn't do it again.
His voice is flat. He looks over at me, at the surprised look on my face, and turns back to the road.
Don't know why you look so shocked. I'm a humanitarian, man.
I shake my head. Every time I think I have Nine figured out, he does something to turn it around, and I end up liking him even more. I shrug, lean my head back, and turn to watch the landscape whip by the window. I drum along with the music on my armrest.
I didn't know. That's all,
I say. He relaxes into his seat and smiles in a satisfied way that is more like the Nine I'm used to.
Yeah, well, now you do, man. Now you do.
Chapter 26. My head is in Sarah Hart's lap, the real Sarah Hart, and she strokes my hair with her fingers. I stare blankly at the ceiling. I reach up and touch my neck. The cut that runs all the way around it is deep. I want to sit up, but my bruised ribs and knees won't allow it. I'm humiliated by how easily I was overtaken by Cetricus Ra, how weak I was in the face of his tremendous strength. I've killed so many Mogadorian soldiers. I've cut off their heads while mowing them down with weapons I controlled with my mind. Since I received my legacies, I have always been ready to fight, no fear, no matter who or what I faced. Until now. Cetricus Ra tossed me around by my pendant like I was a rag doll. I was helpless against him. He even made my legacies disappear. I had the opportunity to kill Cetricus Ra, to save Lorien and end the war, and I was swatted down like an annoying gnat.
Six, can you tell me if John is still alive? Sarah asks cautiously. I know you're in pain, but can you tell me that?
Yes, he's alive, I whisper. I can feel her sigh with relief against me. After a pause, she asks, Are you okay?
I don't really know, I say. I turn my head so I can look up into Sarah's tired eyes. I try to smile. I'm exhausted. My eyelids are already fluttering when I open my mouth to speak. He was you. He tricked me into thinking he was you, the monster.
Sarah takes this in without any sign of confusion. She shakes her head and looks away.
I know. He showed me. A couple days ago he came into my cell. I thought he was there to take me back to the room where...
She trails off for a minute, then clears her throat and straightens up.
This room with all these machines and strobe lights. I feel like I'm crazy in there and everything hurts. It's hard to explain. But he wasn't here to take me anywhere. He just stood there not saying anything. Then he started jerking around like he was having a seizure. Then he started to shrink and... bam. It was like I was looking into a mirror. When he finally did speak, it wasn't his voice. It was mine. I tried to hit him and rip out his eyes, but he beat me so badly that... well, the first time I could stand was when I caught you when you were thrown in here. I'm flattered. I try to laugh, but it gets caught in my throat. No, seriously, thank you. Well, you're welcome. She's smiling down on me, and I think she must have been terrified. I was more scared than I've ever been just now, and I was born and raised to do this. This is my life. It isn't Sarah's. Not by a long shot. I don't get something. How did he know so much about you? How could he trick me for so long? They know everything, Six, she says, her voice deadly serious. I slowly begin to roll out of her lap, to push myself off the ground. I try to ignore my ribs begging me to stay down. What do you mean, everything? About who? And what do you know about any of this? Sarah looks away. What little I know, I told them all of it, she says after a minute. I couldn't help it. They kept taking me to that room, strapping me down, and they injected me with drugs. They asked me the same questions over and over. After a while, my mouth moved, even though I told it to stop. I just couldn't stop talking. Sarah puts her face in her hands and sobs. I told them everything, repeating whole conversations word for word. I sit against the wall and let the pain wash over my body. If John sees Cetricus Ra and believes it's you, I don't know what will happen. Sarah suddenly sounds frantic. We have to get out of here. We have to stop him. Is there any way we can warn John? I don't know if I'm ready to break out. What? Why? She asks, shocked. I stagger to my feet, clutching at my ribs. Now that I've met Cetricus Ra, I want another chance at him. He let me live, and now I'm going to kill him. This would sound more lethal if I weren't swaying slightly, but I mean it from my very core. Sarah stands, and I get a good look at her for the first time. Her face is covered in dirt and bruises, her blonde hair limp on her shoulders, but she's still beautiful. The bottom of her red sweater is torn, and she's not wearing any shoes. She's swaying a bit herself. She stares at me, incredulous. Look at yourself, Six. You're hurt. You're really hurt. Do you even know what you're saying? It would be nuts for you to fight him alone. John will come. Just wait for him. Please, he'll come and he'll rescue us and Sam. I know he will. Sam's here? Are you sure? Have you actually seen him? Sarah clenches her jaw. They tossed him in here with me once. He was unconscious, all cut up and bruised, like me. Then the energy drains out of her, and her voice drops. But I know I can't believe anything I see or hear anymore. Picturing a bloody Sam in this very cell makes my stomach twist with anger. What happened in that Moog cave? I punch the cement wall, surprised to see it chip away. My strength is returning. No pain. My legacies are coming back. I look directly into Sarah's eyes. Sarah, did you turn John in that night at the playground? You need to tell me. Without hesitation, she answers, absolutely not. I love him. Yes, I was confused about, well, about everything, and it was a lot to take in. But I would never betray any of you. Especially John.
I see her tear-filled eyes and know she's telling the truth. Even though he's an alien, you still love him. You don't care? Sarah smiles.
I can't explain it. I can't explain how love feels to me. How it fills me up inside and keeps me going. But I know that it's strong and beautiful, and I know it's how I feel about John. I love him, and I will always love him.
Just saying the words aloud has her standing up straighter. She looks stronger and more determined. Her conviction moves me. I think about what happened between me and John, the kiss and everything. I don't love John like Sarah does. She clearly believes John is the only one for her in the entire universe.
I've been having these flashbacks, you know, about our trip to Earth. He and I were always fighting, I say, my voice soft.
You were? She asks, hungry for anything I can tell her. Well, not really fighting so much as me pushing him around and taking his toys.
We laugh, and she takes my hand. I'm sorry she's here because of us.
I'm not going to let her down. She has so much faith in what we do, who we are. I can see it in her face.
I'm going to get you out of here, okay?
I'm going to get you back to John, I say.
I hope so, she says softly.
And we'll find Sam and get him out of here, too. Then we'll meet up with 7, 8, and 10. Find 5, and we'll figure everything out as a team.
Her hand in mine gives me even more strength, more certainty than ever.
Hang on. Number 10? I thought there were just 9 of you guys.
There are a lot of things you don't know. Things we've learned recently, I say, touching the cut around my neck. It still hurts, but feels like it's already starting to heal. I wonder vaguely if I'm gaining a new legacy.
Sarah hugs me, but our moment is brief. The door whips open and a dozen Moog soldiers march into the room, cannons aimed at my chest.
Turn invisible, Sarah whispers under her breath.
Go!
I test my ribs and roll my neck. I feel better than I did 5 minutes ago. It has to be good enough.
No. I'm done running. The red-haired woman I saw in the garden room limps into the cell. I look at her arm in the sling and the bandages over her cheek, and can't help but wish I was the one who did all that to her. Anyone who would join up with the Moogs and torture kids in a secret bunker deserves everything she got and more. Does she know who the Moogs really are? What they intend to do? The woman purses her pale lips and stares at me.
So, you're the one who will fight Cetricus Raw?
I step forward.
Yes. Who are you?
Who am I? She asks, shocked that I would dare to ask such a thing. I guess she isn't used to people questioning her right to be anywhere, asking her to explain who she is.
Yeah, you asshole! Does she have me confused with someone who has any respect for her position? I asked you a question. Who are you, and why the hell would you be working with them? Do you know what the Mogadorians are going to do? What their plan is? They will destroy Earth, but only after they get what they want. And you are not only helping them, you are putting out the damn welcome mat! Did they tell you why they're here? Did you even ask?
I am furious and desperate. This woman has got to listen to me. She needs to understand what is at stake here.
Her face remains unchanged. I know all I need to know. They are here because they're looking for you and your friends. In exchange for our help, they will help us with matters that are vital to our security. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I look forward to finding that Number 4 again, and his freak alien friend. I have first shot at them, and I will take it with pleasure.
Sarah and I exchange a glance. Alien friend? Who is she talking about? Has John met up with another guard?
What things are the Mogadorians going to help you with? I ask. Well, for starters, she says, motioning to the Moog's cannon, we get these. Thousands and thousands of alien weapons with capabilities impossible to create here on Earth that none of our enemies have access to. With their technology, the Pentagon will be light years ahead of any other army on Earth. We will be invincible. I'm disgusted, and I make sure it shows. Cetricus Ra has also been supplying us with iridium, a chemical that's incredibly rare on Earth, and we've made scientific breakthroughs with it that will make this country billions of dollars. Also, the United States government is very interested in finding other life-sustaining planets, and the Mogadorians have already shared information about that. When she stops talking, she rocks back on her feet and crosses her arms over her chest defiantly. Did they tell you what they do when they find other life-sustaining planets? I'll tell you what they do. They destroy them, I shout in her face. You picked the wrong side this time. My friends and I are trying to stop them. That's enough. Your presence is requested by Cetricus Ra. This way, now. The woman moves aside to let me pass. I know I could take her and every one of these soldiers, but that would just delay getting to what I really want, to defeat Cetricus Ra. As tempting as it is to kill you all right now, I think I'll save you for number 4 and his freak alien friend, I sneer. If Cetricus Ra wants to do this now, let's go. I push past her and walk out of the cell. 6! Sarah calls after me. Please! Be careful! I walk down the hall, my enemy flanking me. We walk down hallways, through several doors, and after a few minutes, I'm standing inside a huge room. It's big enough for an army of tanks. It's also big enough for an epic fight. The door slams and I hear it lock behind me. It's so dark now that I can barely see 2 feet in front of me, never mind the other end of the room. I walk towards what I think is the center of the room, testing my telekinesis as I go by levitating off the ground. When I think I'm in the middle of the room, I close my eyes and turn around, feeling the air with my mind. I sense there are about 2 dozen or so beings silently entering the room. I'm disappointed. I wanted this to be one-on-one. When I open my eyes, they've almost adjusted to the dark. I wish I had Marina's legacy to be able to see in the dark, but I can make out enough for now. There are Moog soldiers lined up against the back wall. They're wearing ragged black cloaks and black boots and whip their swords across their bodies. They're bigger than most of the Mogadorians I've fought before, but I know I can kill them just the same. A door opens behind me, and another 12 soldiers enter. Hey! What is this? Cetricus Ra! I yell to the ceiling, turning around to make sure the Moogs can all see me, and know they do not have some cowering human here. I thought you wanted to fight me! A section of the wall explodes in the back of the room, and the Mogadorian leader appears. The 3 Loric pendants swing from his grotesque neck. I plan on taking all of them back. Cetricus Ra opens his arms and yells, "You must first earn the right!" I guess this is the command to charge, because all at once the soldiers let out a battle cry and rush at me. I start at my right and begin to pick them off one at a time.
Chapter 27. Wind, hot sand, and punishing heat, along with a pounding headache, welcome me to our next teleporting destination. I try to shield my eyes from the blinding sun as I lie on my back, recovering. Welcome to New Mexico. Oh yeah, 8 groans, but he sounds satisfied. We made it! I smile, but stay where I am to give the pain in my head time to